By George, we needed more daylight, and I was just the guy to handle that situation. And so it was that I left Mr. Snore and Squeak on his gunny sack and began my march toward that little hill just east of the house. The same hill where I barked up the sun every morning of the year. As you might have guessed, it was dark, very dark. And in the gloomy black of the black gloominess, I collided with something. Something hairy, warm, and alive. Possibly one of the many varieties of night monster that roam the ranch at night. We have many of them. Bush monsters, shadow monsters, thunder monsters, moaning wind monsters, and they're all pretty scary. It caught me by surprise. Perhaps I had been so preoccupied with my thoughts that I had, well, neglected to check my instruments. See, I'd been running on smello radar and should have picked up a signal, but somehow I'd missed it. And I ran into this hairy thing in the inky darkness and... Okay, let's be honest. It gave me quite a scare. I'm no chicken liver when it comes to defending my ranch against monsters, but I don't go shopping for trouble either. Those monsters can be ferocious. A guy needs to pick his fights pretty carefully. Bumping into them in the dark is bad business. It sent a shockwave all the way out to the end of my tail. I bristled my hair and leaped several feet to the left. Right. Who cares? I leaped, that's the point. Halt! Stop! Who goes there? Stop in the name of the law and reach for the sky. I've got this place surrounded. Pretty tough, huh? You bet it was. But that's the way you have to talk to those monsters. Give them an inch and they'll take every nickel. Having issued the stop, halt, who goes there, I waited for some kind of response. If I was lucky, the monster would run. They do that sometimes, just run away and vanish in the night, and you never see them again. But sometimes they don't, and a guy never knows. I waited, poised and cocked and... well, ready to go streaking for the front porch if events got out of control. Monsters never follow dogs to front porches, don't you see? I don't know why, but it's true. But then I heard a voice.
My goodness, I think I've just been stepped on by Hanky the Wonder Dog.
The air hissed out of my lungs. My whole body went limp. I almost fainted with relief. You probably thought it was a ferocious night monster, right? Ha! Nope. It was just a cat. Pete the Barn Cat, to be exact. My least favorite character on the ranch.